Welcome to True Crime Review, an unflinching gaze into the depths of human depravity. The podcast covers current crime news, updates on cold cases, and resources for research and investigation. True Crime Review often discusses disturbing and violent crimes, so listener discretion is advised.
Major break in the double murder of a father and his 9-year-old daughter shot and killed in a home invasion last month. Three people have been arrested now, and one of the suspects is the national head of the Minutemen American Defense. Shauna Ford, charged with first-degree murder, and according to investigators, is the mastermind of the brutal crime. Her alleged cohorts, Albert Gaxiola and Jason Bush, all three reportedly barged into an Arivaca home intending to steal cash and drugs. And inside, 9-year-old Brisenia Flores shot and killed her father, Raul, also shot dead. The sole survivor, Brisenia's mother, who was shot, she survived, and she managed to return fire during the incident, hitting one of the suspects.
Welcome to episode 10 of True Crime Review. I used to call these types of episodes emergency audio, but because I will in the future be including things like courtroom audio and police interrogations, I'm going to start calling them from this point on just True Crime Audio episodes. And this one will be a 911 call, although, like I said, not all of them will be. This episode is about the murders of Raul and Brisenia Flores. On May 30th, 2009, 29-year-old Raul Flores Jr. and his daughter, 9-year-old Brisenia Ileana Flores, were murdered at their home in Arivaca, Arizona, during a robbery by Shauna Ford, Jason Eugene Bush, and Albert Gaxiola. Both Raul and Brisenia were born in the United States and were thus American citizens, as is Gina Gonzalez, the victim's wife and mother, who survived the attack. And it will be her call to 911 during the murder of her husband and her daughter, her youngest daughter. Her older daughter was not with her and her family in the family home when this crime took place. Her older daughter was thankfully, I think, with the grandparents. But here is Shauna Ford speaking on PBS in 2006.
We are now joined by Yakima Valley residents and a number of invited guests who will share with us their insights on the immigration issue. Joining us up front here tonight, Shauna Ford, a member of the Minutemen and a representative of the Federation of American Immigration Reform, a national group concerned about border security. What do we need to do to fix it?
It's pretty easy. Title 8, Law 1324 states that if you hire somebody who's illegal, it's a crime. So what makes this nation a wonderful nation and one of the greatest nations on earth is we are a nation of laws. And I agree that there needs to be some reform, but at what cost? And why is it that we have to keep flipping the bill as a middle-class America? And the degradation to our society and our sovereignty is incredible. It's not fair. It's wrong. And I would encourage every single person to get educated on how much we're spending in this state, which is upward to $500 million in illegal immigration. And they come here and they continue to come here. And it's not just Hispanics. It's all races. We need to have border security. It's essential. Most people forget about 9/11. But can any of you tell me out of the 100,000 illegal immigrants, which one of them were a terrorist? Anybody?
No, Shauna, I probably could not pick out on sight who is a terrorist and who is not. What I do know, you jackass, is that there were three terrorists near the border on May 30th, 2009, and none of them were immigrants. None of them were illegal immigrants. None of them, at the time they were attacked, were engaged in any crime of any kind. On May 30th, 2009, there were indeed three terrorists near the border in Arvaca, Arizona. Their names were Shauna Ford, Jason Eugene Bush, and Albert Gaxiola, and their victims were Raul Flores, Presenia Flores, and Gina Gonzalez. So we do have a border security problem. And its name is Shauna Ford.
Murder suspects Shauna Ford and Albert Gaxiola both pleading their innocence in the shooting deaths of 9-year-old Brasenia Flores and her father, Raul Flores. A third suspect, Jason Bush, was arrested in Kingman.
Jason Bush was, in fact, the shooter of all three of these people under orders from Ms. Ford.
The motive? Pima County Sheriff Clarence Dupnik.
The husband who was murdered has a history of being involved in narcotics. And there was an anticipation that there would be a considerable amount of cash at this location, as well as the possibility of drugs. To just kill a 9-year-old girl because she might be a potential witness, to me, is one of the most despicable acts that I've ever heard of.
The three suspects were brought to trial, and all of them were convicted. Shauna Ford, who again was the leader of the group, and Jason Eugene Bush, who was pegged as the gunman who shot to death both Raul and Brasenia, he and Shauna both got the death penalty. Albert Gaxiola was sentenced to life in prison, plus, I think, 54 years. Here's a clip, appropriately enough, from another PBS show in Arizona called Horizonte, and it explains the outcome of Shauna Ford's trial and sentencing.
Thank you for joining us. I'm Jose Cardenas. An Arizona jury sentences an Arizona Minutemen leader to death. Shauna Ford was found guilty earlier this month for the May 2009 murder of 9-year-old Brasenia Flores and her father, Raul. Ford was convicted of first-degree murder and other charges in a home invasion in southern Arizona. Prosecutors say Ford planned the break-in to fund her anti-immigration operation.
All three of these individuals are still incarcerated, and Shauna Ford and Jason Eugene Bush are still on death row. I'm going to play the call in a moment. I just want to do an additional warning here that it's a really sad call. And Brasenia is still alive when Gina, her mother, calls 911. And she is shot in the face and then the head, shot to death, while her mother is on 911 in the other room. And her mother actually says later, I don't know if it's in court or to a reporter, that she saw out of the corner of her eye because she didn't have a good line of sight on her daughter, and Gina had been shot herself and so was on the ground. She saw out of the corner of her eye her daughter slumped backwards on the couch that she was sitting on when she died. So it's a very, very sad call. Just a warning. And as I always do, I will play the audio uncut. I have not added any audio from this point on to the phone call. I've not subtracted any. I've done some minor edits just to make it a little clearer and easier to understand. Here it is.
911, where is your emergency?
No, somebody just came in and shot my daughter and my husband.
They shot them? What's your
Arvaca, Arizona.
And what's your? And they shot your husband and your daughter? Are they out conscious?
Please, ma'am.